Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Around this time in April, back in 1865, President Abraham Lincoln was assassinated while he was watching a play at Ford's Theater. 350 witnesses were included in the trial, which began the following month. Among those was Dr. Robert King Stone, the Lincoln family physician. He was summoned by Mrs. Lincoln immediately following the shooting. Upon his arrival, Dr. Stone noted that, quote, he found the president had been removed from the theater to the house of a gentleman living directly opposite the theater, had been carried into the back room of the residence, and was there placed upon a bed. I found a number of gentlemen, citizens, around him. You can read all about it in the National Archives. However, here's an obscure little detail that you may not have known. In 1956, a man named Samuel J. Seymour died. He was 96. He was the last surviving witness of Lincoln's assassination. He was just 5 years old when his mom took him to the play that night at Ford's Theater and saw what took place. On the afternoon of Good Friday, when Jesus was crucified, there were also many witnesses on hand, from the women who had followed Jesus and wept to the taunting crowds, Pharisees, and palace guards. It was certainly a day seen by many and now etched into history. But it's what followed 3 days later and during the subsequent 40 days that changed history. Jesus conquered death and stepped out of the grave alive, just as he said he would. Here in this text, Paul lists the men who saw our living Savior by name and in the order they saw him. This included Peter, James, and the rest of the disciples. Beyond this, however, the apostle notes that over 500 witnesses were on hand as he appeared before them at the same time. So why is this record important? The day would come when, like Lincoln's assassination, the last living witness of our Savior's resurrection would be gone. And Paul mentions that. In referring to those hundreds of witnesses who are on hand that day, he notes that most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Samuel Seymour was the last one living to have seen Lincoln die. And Paul was the last one to see our risen and living Savior. Jesus' resurrection is factual. You can be certain of it. If Lincoln was alive following those events, you can be sure that someone would have revealed it. In fact, one of the 14 doctors on hand would have run to the press. Instead, they all went to their death having shared this sad truth. If Jesus was dead on Easter morning, then his enemies and the authorities would have exposed it, and any one of the disciples would have blurted this out under pressure. Instead, they faced persecution, torture, and death. With the full confidence of this joyful reality, Jesus rose and is alive. However, faith is more than knowing this. Faith is not simply acknowledging that Jesus is alive any more than it's faith to believe that Lincoln is dead. Those are simply the facts. Faith is what lays hold of what this precious fact brings with it. It brings us the assurance of sins forgiven and everlasting life with God. Here is God's own guarantee to you that the full payment for all of your sins has been accepted. Through faith, you have the very forgiveness Jesus came to bring. In addition, with death conquered, Jesus' resurrection is now the guarantee of your own. Knowing this changes not only history, but your life each and every day right now. God loves you. Jesus is with you. It's worth noting that when Samuel Seymour was interviewed, nobody said, "Aside from what took place, how was the rest of the play?" And there's no talking about Jesus apart from his resurrection. Having a living Savior is more than simply a fact. Peter notes, "In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Or as Paul puts it in these words, "By this gospel, you are saved." Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for the eyewitnesses to my Savior's resurrection and for the assurance of your love, forgiveness, and everlasting life that comes with it. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.